You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
Purple Project Podcast rolls on this weekend here, recording this at halftime of the K-State Baylor game. Folks, this is the Bids Basketball Postcast Edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, your host, covering all things K-State. You know, if you've been just tuning in for the first time, welcome aboard. But if you haven't been listening, from Monday on through the transition till tonight, Saturday night, because recording this on game night, of course, on this November 12th, on this Saturday night, cold Saturday here in Manhattan, Kansas. I was down sick after losing my voice after last week's heartbreaking loss here against Texas here, and slowly getting it back, and now I feel like I'm almost back to 100% here on the podcast, folks. Escape California. They beat Cal last night by 9, 63-54, but K-State was up 16 at halftime against these big Golden Bears. And luckily, I mean, me and Alex had a further discussion about this game, particularly because we didn't know who was going to play before Cal or this was going to be able to game. But gladly enough, that game against Texas Rio Grande was there in front of Cal, because this could have got really, really spicy, to say the least. And for the first time in the Tang era, they faced some adversity. Cal was down 16. They trimmed this lead to 3. Low as 3 with, 4 or 5 minutes to go in the game. And then a name that we should know about, who loves to step up in these type of moments. Yep, senior Marquise Noel delivers a huge 4-point play. Knocked down a 3, was fouled, and connected on a 4-point play. I think it was really sunk the momentum for the Golden Bears there. You're them, you cannot be doing that. But that sparked a late 8-0 run by the K-State men's team, and they went on to win by 9. But yeah, it got really close there for a minute there. Cal, I'm being honest with this team. You've been listening to this podcast from the summer. I've been totally honest with this team. I don't know anything much about Cal's basketball team other than they suck. So, I mean, this would have been bad. I mean, it's early in the season for that. But this wouldn't have been bad. I mean, but luckily for guys, we came out of here with the win. That's all that matters right there as well in this game. There was a little change-up in the starting lineup here for head coach Jerome Tang. Well, actually, these were the same starters, I believe, from Monday's game. We had Gasan Tomlin there with a – and I'm going to go back. I want to put this on out here as well. Noel with a sweet no-look pass. Tomlin, who threw it down there in the first half there, which ballooned that lead to 15 at that moment of time in the first half there. Keontae Johnson for the men, Gabby Gregory for the women. They continue to stand out here. Johnson leading the way with 16 points, 9 rebounds, 6 of 13 from the field in this game for the Cats in this one. And off the bench, Desi Steele's got the most minutes off the bench there. Tyke Green, 20 minutes. They had Bebe there, 15, and Ish only getting 10 minutes there in the game. So, tying up slowly but surely. I mean, we're probably going to be seeing this a lot more when we get into conference play, more into conference play, really, and maybe some of these important non-con games here, like maybe Nebraska or something like that, or Wichita State. It's here on December 3rd in a couple weeks. Things like that. So we saw everybody play in the preseason game, in the first game, but you get in these tight games, you want your best on the floor. So that was pretty much a 9-man rotation there for K-State in this one as well. But yeah, Devin Askew made some things interesting for Cal as well there. But yeah, Marquise Noel, we saw this late in the second half of the season last year in Bruce Weber's final year here at K-State. Marquise Noel, get the ball to him, and particularly at Iowa State, took that game over. And we saw it here against Cal, which the lead was trimmed to 3, and then all of a sudden, well, at that moment in time, I think it was two, possibly. But yeah, either way, though, that was the key of this game right there. Marquise Noel was huge down the stretch right there as well. Keontae Johnson continuing to do Keontae things, getting right back in the swing of things, folks. Again, only two games in the regular season, but Keontae Johnson showing why he wants to go to that NBA. But he wants unfinished business. He wants to go to the tournament just like everybody else. He wants to win, and he's doing that. Jerome Tang, head coach after the game, quote, "We wanted to play a road game, not a neutral site game, but a road game so we could experience some adversity," which they did that. Check, check, and check. "You never," quote, "you never want to go through what we went through in the second half, but it's only the way you can learn and get better. I thought the last game against Texas Rio Grande Valley, we only played about 17 minutes of what we're capable of. And today I thought we were really good in the first half until the last possession. We ended the game very well the last 4 to 6 minutes of the second half. So we put together a 25 minutes of solid basketball. We are building and headed in the right direction," end quote there as well. Marquise, I want to skip to him here. He talked about the last 5 minutes of the game last night. Quote, "This is a great team win, a great road win. We battled through adversity when they went on their run. But the last 5 minutes, we called that the five to grind, and we tried to get as many stops as possible. We came together, talked it out, and decided what we needed to win the game," end quote there as well. K-State shot 36% from the field, only 26% from downtown there. That's almost Bruce numbers there. Not saying anything else, but I'm just calling what it is right there. Only 36% shooting against Cal right there. Here's a big number for you guys here. K-State has forced 48 turnovers in the first two games. They forced Cal. Cal turned the ball over a lot in this game. 22 on Cal last night in the ball game. Right there, the bench came through with 17 points total. Tyke Green, 8 of those belong to him there as well. See, at the halftime was 36-21. They led by 15, and you thought, oh, it's going to run through these jokers. But that Cal, give a lot of credit to Cal in this one, though. I said they suck, but, you know, hey, I'm going to give them some credit here. They made K-State work for it. And, yeah, K-State, you know, they answered the bell. First adversity of 2022-2023 season. And, hey, they answered the call right there. So, next time, I thought this was a Wednesday game here that I'm looking at here. For whatever reason, thought it was a Wednesday game. I guess not. So, maybe it might be beneficial for Thursday night. Interesting. So, maybe, possibly. But, anyways, yeah, they're K-State men. We'll be playing UMKC 5:30 Thursday. I did a postcast of the women earlier today. It said Wednesday. For whatever reason, I always thought about that But I guess that's going to be a Thursday night doubleheader there, which will flip. Because the women played first, then the men back on Monday. It's going to be totally the opposite there. And hopefully, I'm hoping that half of that crowd stays for the Iowa game. Because that Iowa game is huge. I know it's early, but hey, you want to get stacked those good wins, that'll be a good one for women's basketball. We'll talk about that another time, but K-State men host UMKC. That is a 5:30 tip to hear in Bramlage there as well. And I want to note, my guy, Naquan Tomlin, second straight game with double digits points, with 11 last night there in the starting lineup again. For head coach Jerome Tang, the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. The K-State men's basketball team leaves the state of California 2-0 after a 9-point win over the Golden Bears of Cal. This is Eddie Greer again, your host for the Pearl Project Podcast. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We're the only K-State pod to post daily content, including Saturdays, the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. This will probably go up tomorrow morning ish somewhere in there as well. I'm gonna finally sit down and get these loaded to you so you guys can have some content to listen to as well. But I'm gonna get back to this game right here. Important game for K-State, folks. But the men, foot on the basketball court, get it done in Cal.